like to first start by asking the opportunity to speak on the Dhamma from Venerable Ajahn Anand and also all of the other senior monks and junior monks and also friends in the Dhamma. And so today, Thanh Ajahn Anand has given me the opportunity in order to give Dharma to all of you here who have assembled to practice in the monastery and online. And so today I will just give a few points for you to think about a little bit in the practice, because Venerable Ajahn Anand has already given you some great Dharma already. And so I will just expand a little bit more into the practice of Venerable Ajahn Anand in order to give you all a bit of energy in the practice. So before I ordained, I was a practicing layperson, just like all of you. And I was very interested in the great meditation masters, the Kuba Ajahns, and also in the forest monks and forest practitioner monk temples since I was a layperson. And so I would leave my home and I would practice keeping the precepts here at Wat Map Jan. I would do chanting, I would practice samadhi, sitting in meditation. And in the beginning, I could only do 5 minutes sitting. And I would chant every morning and every evening, doing the morning and evening chanting. And I would do this back at home as well. Sometimes I would chant special verses also, other than the normal daily chants, such as Bahung and the Chinnapanjara Paritta as well of Somdet Do. And so I would sit in meditation until my mind became peaceful. I would do 10 minutes or more according to what I could. Until the mind felt like it had calmed down. And I would practice in this way continuously. I saw the benefit of practicing dana, of giving and keeping the precepts. So I decided to ordain because of this. So I left my job and I went off to study, to practice with and learn from Venerable Ajahn Anand. And I stayed with him for 16 years up until this present day. And sometimes I had difficulties during this time. Sometimes I didn't have peace in my practice. And so I would like to give you all a bit of inspiration today. And to urge you all to practice along with the teachings of the Buddha and the great teachers, the Kuba Ajahns. So, first of all, We see that by doing acts of goodness, then we get goodness in return, both in this current life and in the next lives. And so we develop this goodness, we develop this merit, and build it. But sometimes, if we have difficulties because of our worldly affairs that we have to be involved in, then it's okay. We can instead spend our time helping the monks of the Buddhist religion. And we can develop, increase our spiritual perfections, our parami, by offering food to monks on alms round, by putting food in their bowl. And this is, we can practice in this way all the same. And so in our daily lives, we do all of the dana, sila, and bhavana, giving, keeping precepts and mental cultivation. And we do this continually. And we have this belief that if we do merit, then we will get goodness in return. And so we must do this merit, these acts of goodness consistently. Give offerings to monks consistently, according to our availability in regards to time. And so maybe we can just make time once a week in order to do this. And we can also keep the five precepts. So this involves not killing, not stealing, not committing sexual misconduct, no wrong speech such as telling lies, and not intaking any intoxicants such as alcohol. And so if we have these five precepts within ourselves, it makes us a good Buddhist, and it will be the cause for us to be born a human being. And so we need to really keep these precepts very well, because this sila, this virtue, makes us a normal person, a person with normality. It causes us to not harm others. And along with doing our chanting and our meditation, this leads us to a peaceful mind. Just like we are all doing here, who have come to practice online and also in the monastery, we've come to keep the precepts every single day. And so now we're into the seventh day of the retreat that we have come here to practice the Dhamma. And so we've had to sacrifice our worldly affairs and come from home in order to practice here in the monastery, or alternatively just to practice at home. We've had to sacrifice our other worldly affairs in order to practice following the teachings of Tan Ajahn Anan. And so we have this belief that training our minds in this manner is going to give us benefit. It's going to stop our minds from being scattered, thinking here and there. And it will make the mind stabilized or firmly established. And so when we are doing this, when we are making these sort of sacrifices, self-sacrifice, then this is a way of building our parami, our spiritual qualities, spiritual perfections. And so when we are sitting meditation for a long time, then this is increasing our patient endurance, spiritual quality. And so we need this quality of kanti, of patient endurance, forbearance in the beginning in order to sit in meditation, in order to have mindfulness established over the meditation mantra butto and watching the in and out breath as our meditation object. And so we need to do this continuously. And so sometimes we may do it, and sometimes we may not do it. But just keep at it. If one day we don't do it, then we do it the next day. If 1 week we don't practice, then we practice the next week. If 1 month we don't practice, then we practice the next month. It goes on like this. We just keep at it. And we do it often. We do the practice often. Until it becomes ingrained in us as a habit. And this will increase our parami. For instance, one thing we can do is we can use the money which we acquire from work, for example, in order to give as charity. So if we have this merit within ourselves, then this is like a source of currency for our minds. Just like when we gain money from our work. And this is the same for our samadhi, what we gain from the practice. It's like a type of currency which we can use. And so, therefore, if we get peace from our practice, we do the practice. If we don't get peace from the practice, then we still do the practice. If we're feeling lazy, we do it. If we're feeling diligent, we do it. And this is the way of increasing the parami. And this is something that we have to do consistently, whether at home, or wherever. We find the time to come to the monastery when we can. Because we have this belief in samsara, the cycle of birth and death, the cycle of rebirth. And so if we are born into good conditions, if we have a good birth, then we must use it to make merit, to increase our blessings. And so this can, if we are good, then we stay. We will remain and be reborn into good society. We will be born into a good environment with good things around us. Or else we will be born as a deva, as a heaven-dwelling being. And we will also meet with the Buddha Dharma, the teachings of the Lord Buddha. We will meet with great teachers, enlightened beings. And we will be able to listen to the Dhamma, just like this here. And this part of the practice is aiming towards Nibbana. Nibbana meaning that we will no longer be born again. Because if we are born, whenever we are born, then we're born into suffering again. We have to get old, get sick, and die again and again. And so we see, we have mindfulness to contemplate that this life is suffering. It's anicca, dukkha, anatta. It's impermanent, it's stressful, and there's no self. It's not a self. There's no permanence. There's only temporary conditions. And so we are not heedless in our lives because of this. We instead practice heedfulness by developing our parami, doing giving, keeping precepts, and mental cultivation or meditation. And we make this into our foundation. And we use it to make the mind firmly rooted in the teachings of the Kuba Ajahns and the Lord Buddha. And then we will have the energy of mind to practice, to strive in the teachings of the Dhamma, to do charity. As regards to charity, we can also donate our money in order to help people in need at places like hospitals, for example. Otherwise, we can donate money to build buildings within the Buddhist religion, places of worship, for example. And so in the past, in the time of the Buddha, the millionaire Anathapindika, he really developed his dana and his sila, his giving and his precepts, his charity. And he had a lot to give, because and he did give a lot. And that's because he saw the benefit in doing so. Because it increased his parami, his spiritual perfections. And so he could sacrifice in order to help people who had difficulty in life. And so those of us here who have this dana, the quality of giving within us, and also keep the precepts, do chanting and meditation, this is very difficult to find. Even when we look among the Buddhist community, to find people who find the time in order to do chanting, to do the practice of walking meditation, sitting meditation. This is very hard to find people like this. And so those of us here who are practicing now, we can count ourselves that we are the minority in the society. And so most people in society go looking for material possessions, go looking for money from work, for example. But for us, we see the benefit in this practice. And so we have some great fortune on our side. we have mindfulness and wisdom because we are not heedless. And so we practice samadhi. We all doing this sitting meditation, we practice meditation. And I am glad that all of you, whether you are laity from Thailand or other foreign countries outside of Thailand, that you all see this benefit of the Buddhasasana, the Buddhist religion, and that you have faith in Buddhism. And that you're able to receive and practice the teachings of Thanajana Nan and practice according to his teachings. And so, because of this, you will all develop in happiness, in joy. And so do this meditation practice continuously, developing your samadhi. And then in the world, if you have suffering in your lives, in society, then when you sit meditation and you're able to make your mind peaceful, then you can use this peacefulness in order to let go of the greed, hatred, and delusion which arises in the mind more and more. Having mindfulness and wisdom, you won't be someone who's habitually angry, an angry person. You'll have a clear, beautiful complexion. And these types of things are the benefits of practicing. And so to finish this talk today, all of the lay people and monastic practitioners who are practicing at home, online, and also here in the monastery, I wish you all energy to practice. And I encourage you all not to feel disheartened in the practice. But if you do, then you can listen to the Dhamma, listen to the teachings of the Kruba Ajahns, and then watch the breath along with the mantra word Butto, Butto. Have mindfulness and practice samadhi continuously. And keep a hold of the precepts and make sure that your state of mind doesn't go lower than that of a human. Keeping the five precepts, you'll be able to be reborn as a human. And carry on helping the Buddhist religion and following the Buddhist teachings and also the teachings of the Kruba Ajahns, who have practiced well already. Keep your sila, keep doing dana, and keep cultivating your minds until the amount of lives that you have to experience in samsara lessen, and until you see the Dhamma.